We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier.
Live from Red Sox Spring Training in Fort Myers, Florida.
Is brought to you by Arbella Insurance.
And by your New England Honda dealers, featuring the award-winning Honda CR-V.
Hi, back here on OMF. We're live down here at Twin Peaks in Fort Myers, Florida. Down the road a little bit from JetBlue Park. By the way, TVs are working fine at JetBlue Park today.
That's good. That's fine. No, that's problem. Good. I'm sure the TVs are working well. They're working well here. They have some cool. I've never heard of Chive TV.
I have.
Never heard of Chive TV.
They're on Twitter as well. They tweet all the time.
I can't stop watching it.
They have not taken one commercial break since we've been here. They're just throwing out content after content.
I love it. And it's all crazy stuff.
How do they get paid?
I don't know.
How do they do any of that stuff? It is crazy stuff. All right, 617-779-7937. I want to get right back to the phone calls, but you wanted to make
I just think that the relationship Cora has with a lot of these players, especially the older guys, the vets, he's still well-respected. They think he got screwed. I think he's a guy like that will still manage, coach, and teach,
yes,
even though he's not the manager. He will coach and teach from afar.
So
he will
pick
send
up the
text
phone.
Messages. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, what are you doing, Rafi? What are you doing?
He's already doing that.
It's not going to stop.
Yeah.
They love him. Yeah. They love this guy. They didn't want to see him go.
Kristen, you're absolutely right. He's going to continue to do that all year long, like especially with those guys. You know what I mean? If you see some guy going through it, just look, he's still going to be there for them.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
I still think there's an opportunity that he comes back here in a year out there. And it's mostly people that are calling us. And so maybe it's not the people that show up and the season ticket holders that are at Fenway every night. But they've been far more critical of Alex Cora than I thought. Now, did he do something wrong? Yeah, he did it down there in Houston. But the Red Sox were the ones that actually fired him or mutually agreed to part ways. Based on something he did in Houston before the report even came out from Boston. So I'm a little surprised at the reaction. And maybe it would have been different if we were talking after 2018.
How does it come out if, let's say, in the report, because every player will, you know, on the record, off the record, swear that he didn't bring anything with him.
Yeah.
That they're very good at it on their own without him. So how does it come out if, you know, if he is 100% guilty of what happened in Houston but didn't take that with him to Boston in the last couple of years and what they accomplished isn't in question? Do people still look at it and say, you know what, I don't care. He did what he did in Houston, and that's enough for me to not want him back? Or do they sit there and say, well, he didn't bring it here. He made a mistake. Maybe he learned from it. Maybe he felt bad and didn't want to bring it here. Who knows? That is where we got to wait and see what the PR spin. We got to wait and see when he first speaks about it. We got to wait and see for the report first and then go from there. Now, in 2 or 3 months, we can have this discussion whether we think it's a real possibility of him returning or not. I don't think they've closed the door on it. I can say that much. But a lot has to happen between then.
Well, they shouldn't. He's a very good manager, and you don't get those opportunities many times to get a guy that you can look at and project that can be with your organization for 8 to 10 years. But the one thing I would say that I'm worried about with Alex Cora is the commissioner in that report, that 9-page report in the Houston Astros, basically said they would address the Alex Cora situation after the Boston investigation. Wait a minute. The commissioner's already laying the groundwork here. What are you telling us? Then we find out that Cora is let go by the Red Sox. All right. Granted, he had something to say about that, but that may be his own character in which he was trying to be, you know, man up with the whole deal. And then we find out that Carlos Beltran is in a similar situation with the Mets. To me, that was all manipulated by the commissioner. I would worry that this report comes out, it chastises Alex Cora, and maybe it does not necessarily come down hard on the Boston Red Sox. But if it comes down on Alex Cora, where does he ever manage again?
Well, even the players. So if the players, none of those guys should be worried because if the Astros got immunity, then they're going to get immunity also.
I would say this. When the commissioner came out and said, you know, he is going to penalize the GM and the manager if they find any wrongdoings. What does it mean? I think John Heyman had the report that he already came out and said, I don't know, whatever, light punishment. But what I do know is that Dave Dombrowski will not be punished.
John Heyman tweeted this out.
Like, what does that mean? So the commission, if I find anything, I'm going after the GM, I'm going after the manager. And we don't know what the punishment's going to be. We don't know what the report is. But the word is that Dave Dombrowski, the GM, is not going to get punished at all.
Is he ratting? Is he the rat?
Well, I'm just saying, like, so who? I mean, you're the one that said it's the GM and manager. So you're already saying that the GM will get punished. Okay, well then, is that a sign that there really isn't much or there's nothing?
I don't know.
You go after the GM, who's out of baseball anyways.
Still could suspend him.
It's easy to suspend Dombrowski and suspend Alex for a year. Neither one of those guys are in baseball this year.
Right. And if he does that, or that is part of it, and neither one of them are allowed back in the game for a year, then you could kind of move on, providing you don't come up with anything that the Red Sox did. The one thing I think is going to piss off a lot of players, and J.D. Martinez is already rattled by it, and I don't blame him because it's a big part of his game. He likes to go in the video room, likes to look at that last at-bat and whatever. Yep. Sounds to me like Major League Baseball is going to eliminate access for the players to any video replay.
So, you later. No more little tablets, no by the bench coach, no nothing.
Nope.
You have to use your own wits. You have to go back to the old style.
And again, shame on the commissioner because he's the one that screwed all of this up. So now he's got to take away a lot of stuff that are valuable tools within the game. The game loves to project and push analytics on everybody. They've been adding all these people, MIT geniuses, Harvard geniuses, for the last 10, 15 years. And then when something like this comes out, they want to hide all that stuff. I mean, you can't have it both ways. Let's get to the phone calls. Here's Gino and Bill Ricco. What do you got, Gino?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
What's up?
So, first-time caller. You know, I heard somebody say that cheaters, you know, teams that cheat, shouldn't be allowed in the playoffs. But
yes,
if that's the case, why wouldn't they just tank and try to get a first pick or something like that?
Because it's different in baseball than it is in football or basketball. Yeah. You don't necessarily tanking, and Luke can tell you more on draft picks. That doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't mean anything.
Oh, I was just curious.
No, it's much different. That sport.
I mean, it can, but you know, yeah. I mean, the difference between what was Trout, a fifth round pick? Or whatever it was, I don't even know, but it wasn't like a first-round draft pick, or it was later in the draft, or whatever it is. It's baseball's different. Sure, you can grab a kid out of college, the best arm in college. Is there a guarantee that there isn't a kid 10, 12 picks later that's going to be better than him? No.
No, and a lot of times you're still early in the development of that player. So that player's 3 years away. You don't know what you're going to get in the next 3 years. Tom is in Vegas. He's up next. Hey, Tom.
I got to tell you, this has become so pathetic. And maybe I am just lit on this thing because I hated Manfred from the beginning for tinkering with the game. Like, saving 15 minutes is going to bring an iPhone kid into the park to watch a ball game while you're adding more commercials and want more friggin' offense, which adds to the time of the game. This guy's a friggin' genius, isn't he? And now we've got the cover-up on the cover-up. I don't know what the hell to do except cancel my MLB TV subscription by the 28th, which is the only thing these clowns listen to anyways. But we're all freaking sheep, and we all go to the park, and we all cheer in the seventh inning to old Caroline when the team's down for 10 runs. Who cares?
The eighth inning.
Yeah.
Oh. We're not sitting here for losing.
You can see how torqued I am. I can't even think straight.
But aren't you going to be interested?
I was interested until I heard today about the backtracking, that now it's worse than they thought. And it's like, this is nuts. Fire this clown.
Well, I would say that Manfred's in trouble, but after, what, the last 5 years of Roger Goodell, how many times have we said that?
He's stronger than ever.
Yeah.
And we've said it numerous times. That's a good question, though. What are the owners around Major League Baseball thinking with this guy right now,
right?
The way he's handled it, because they have to go and market their own business, and right now their business is facing a lot of scrutiny, a lot of ridicule, and they're sitting there going, "Our team didn't do anything. It was the Astros. We didn't do anything." You know, if you're Kansas City, and you're the owner, and now you're worth $1 billion yeah. out there. So you made some money, but you're sitting there going, everybody's laughing at my freaking business, my team. My team didn't do anything. Yeah. Are you kidding me? You saw us play last year. What did we do? Baltimore. What did we do? We didn't do anything.
Baltimore. We were the lambs. Right. We were the one they did it the most to. Because we couldn't handle multiple signs. We had a bunch of kids.
So, Roger Goodell, it was more of with New England. I think the other 31 owners are sitting there going, good. You know, bury them even more. Are you kidding me? You know, it was a jealousy. But if you're one of the owners of a team not named the Houston Astros, how are you viewing this today?
I think everybody's doing some internal housekeeping. And then I think you the ones who speak out the most are probably most confident that they don't have any issues, that they didn't do anything wrong. The ones that are silent, they're probably not sure, so they'd rather just stay out of the fight. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is that Lou's brought this up many times. He gives you, and he's played the game. I don't know if you knew that he played the game.
He's
brought it up many times. All of the different things you do to get an edge, okay? A pitcher tipping his pitches, what you do.
But that's you using your wits.
No, that is
on your own.
Right. Yeah. That's standard. That's what baseball players do every single day. Now you've gone over the top with hitting the trash can. But I think the residual effects of all of this are going to be stuff that every team does out there that the public is not going to understand. The players will understand. What are you talking about? We do that. Every team does that. What Houston did was off the charts. But it's all going to be consumed as one big mess with Major League Baseball. And that's what worries me about the Red Sox. He might be right. They're not doing anything out of the ordinary that any other team does. But when the commissioner has that report because they're having an investigation, the public and the media are going to view it that way. When it is in Houston, but they're going to view it that it's bad, that it's cheating. They're going to attach the cheating word to it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the technology is at a level that the fans haven't been following. You know, it's almost like back with the steroid era that the chemists, you know, they're always ahead of the testing.
Yeah.
And fans aren't even aware of how advanced, you know, some of these chemists are and the ways and the techniques to go about it. We're there now with technology. We just sit there and say, oh, they got these statisticians, war, and all this other stuff. Man, they got these monitors right now over every single cage down there in spring training, the TrackMan system. And they're watching every single pitcher. And every pitch he throws, they're telling him velocity, movement, spin rate. It is, I don't even know how they digest all the information that they have on all of these guys. It is beyond belief. So the technology is at such a high level that if you are really good at something organically, like I play with a lot of guys that are really good at stealing signs and what to look for, you introduce a little bit of technology, now it becomes a game. Now it becomes, you get into it. You're like, oh, wow. I can get even better at it. I can be more efficient at it, you know, because technology is helping me out even more so. It's a dangerous game, and technology has changed it. They've completely changed it. People have no idea how high-tech baseball has become.
Well, what a technology it brought in the shift. So we all knew there were certain hitters. They swing a certain way, and they hit the ball to shallow the right center field. We know that that's where they hit the ball. David Ortiz, that's where he hits the ball most of the time. But until you started using the computers and you started putting all of the sampling of all of this together, and then you realized, oh, my God, we got all these dots. We've got a program that shows us David Ortiz hits the ball in that spot. You know how we stop him? We move a body over there in that area where he hits the ball 42% of the time. We take that away from him. You never had the shift before. Other than you have now these computers that can give you every single pitch, every single hit.
We had some conversations the last few days just about that. You know, one guy that came up in my past was a guy like Derek Lowe.
Yeah.
And you talk about pitchers, okay? So a guy like Derek Lowe, Tech had to use last sign with him only because if he did first sign, he'd start to throw it while Tech was still giving signs. It was obvious because he couldn't slow down. He'd get ADD in the mound, right? So to slow him down, we went last sign. So you know, now that they have video on the catchers because of instant replay videos, they can study these things. They would know in a split second that D'Lo uses last sign. So now they have them. They don't need to use a live video read. You know, they know it. And, oh, by the way, when he switches because, you know, he just wants to focus on executing a pitch and not get so messed up and cross a catcher up, if it's not last sign, it's got to be this one. And one of the two, period. So they know what he starts the game with, and then when he switches, they know 95% of the time they switch what sign sequence it is. They got all that stuff. We never had that stuff. We're going on game feeds at Nesson. Right. I'm trying to get the catcher signs. Next thing you know, they're showing a guy eating a hot dog in the stands. And you're like, damn it. I'm trying to figure out what's, you know, maybe what's. We couldn't do it because of the feed. Now
tried.
They got a direct feed.
But you tried.
Oh, looking I would like still look. You would still look at it and say, I wonder what he's using, because we are. We've been trying to relay signs left and right for years.
Is that mustard and relish on that hot dog?
But the point is that pitchers are creatures of habit. So before the game starts, I already know what Garrett Cole wants to use. There might be a few that are difficult to pull, but I already know he wants to use this, and then he goes to this when he shakes and they change different signs. I already got that information now. Technology is out of control.
Yeah, I think baseball
computer
is
enough for baseball.
Thank you, Louis.
Thank you, Louis. Louis's right.
And what
did
they try? The whole shift. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They tried to get rid of that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys, a lot of hitters wanted the shift removed from baseball. Hey, you're making it too hard on us.
Well, look at the Ortiz numbers. No, the numbers would have been higher. As great as he was in the last couple of years, his numbers would have been higher. I think that they're a victim of their own advancement with baseball and the way they've changed the game. And they're getting caught by it. All these MIT geeks that they hired in front office now, it's all coming back to haunt them. All right, we'll continue talking about this. We got to get into this thing with the New England Patriots and the whole idea of players now giving you these cryptic messages out there. And this one player, if he ends up in the New England Patriots, does it change some of the gone people to stay people when it comes to Tom Brady? I think the big fellow over here will shift in a heartbeat. We get to that in your phone calls at 617-779-7937.
Follow the Patriots offseason right here. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, revolutionizing the weight loss industry since 2014. Set up your consultation. Learn how easy losing weight really can be. Alex Verdugo says he'll be playing probably just a little bit after opening day as he rehabs a back injury. Did he tell that to the media? No, he talked to a bunch of kids.
He's like a four-year-old who
wanted,
Park.
Who wanted his autograph, and he revealed that. Luke caught up with Xander Bogaerts today. Bogaerts said, regarding the criticism the Astros are getting, I'm happy I don't have to deal with all of that stuff. Commissioner has claimed that by the end of next week, he will have the results of the Red Sox investigation. Bruins back in action tonight. They'll visit Edmonton. They'll drop the puck at 8:30. And tight end Jordan Reed, finally healthy, looking for a fresh start as the Redskins plan to release him. Might be an opening on a team that we know about. We get back to your phone calls and more coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
This is a little bit like Kansas City, where you have Alex Smith, you draft Patrick Mahomes, and eventually you move on from Alex Smith. And in pro football, it's about connecting the dots. And at some point, Tom Brady won't be a Patriot, be it this year or next year. And I can see Matt Patricia, who used to work for Coach Belichick, trading Matt Stafford from Detroit to
New England.
No, people are going crazy with this Tom Brady watch. I mean, it has affected league.
You're just realizing that now?
It's affected the entire league and all of the other moving parts. That's Mike Tannenbaum on ESPN, and he's talking about Tua Tagovailoa being the number three pick going to Detroit. And what the hell happens if that's the case? Matthew Stafford gets traded to the New England Patriots. Does anybody realize the money he's carrying right now?
Well, I always start with that.
Tell me what does the money look like? What does that look like? What kind of
Stafford?
Yeah. How affected would they be? Would it set them back? Can they even get out of it? Are they so desperate that they don't care? They'll even eat money. They just want to start over with somebody else. And if I'm Matt Patricia, you're already kind of on your last wheel. Do you really want to start with a rookie quarterback who will not play next or this year?
He's not playing.
He's not going to play.
Well, see, I think
so. He said he threw the caveat in there. Maybe a year down the road. So you bring back Brady for 1 year, then you bring Stafford.
Well, I think the Stafford thing to me is you know, there's a lot. The dead cap, it would make more sense you bring in Tua and almost treat it like a Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson situation. You keep Matthew Stafford there, but you draft Tua because you want to make sure that quarterback position is safe for a while. Right. Because if you move on from Matthew Stafford, it's $32 million.
Nah.
Dead cap. Now, next year, it's not great.
What is
it's 19.
Yeah,
it's still the following year, 6.
Yeah, but Tua doesn't cost him much money because it's all different now with high draft picks. I just think
I'm just saying 32 is ridiculous, but 19 if you were to eat it and you got a guy like Tua, now you're looking at even though you're eating 19 million, but Tua's only costing you $1.5 million on your cap, right? So you might be able to stomach that.
Three things that, and you would know more about this cuz you watch far more college football. You used to.
You know what? I'm back in it now.
Okay.
So this year I'm back in it.
Tua's had a series of injury problems, right?
He's really had injury problems. He'd had one that was majorly serious.
The major series.
Otherwise it was an ankle here or there.
He's 6'1".
He's a thick
kid.
Okay.
So we've seen 6-footers go out there and do well. The third one I would say that I would be a little bit worried is an Alabama quarterback. Name all of the great Alabama quarterbacks that we've had here in the last 20 years.
I would say do this, okay, because I'm glad you brought that up, because whenever I see Tua, they have two wide receivers on their offense that are going to go in the first round.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Right.
Alabama does.
Right.
So
something Brady didn't have last year.
It really is. Do you know how easy that is for a guy? Like, he's accurate. Sure, he's accurate. But his guys always win.
You can throw to an area.
They always win. Right. And so I always laugh about those Alabama quarterbacks because they have the best of everything. They have the best offensive line. They have the best running back. They have the best coach. They always have the best wide receivers. All of them get drafted. So all right, what's it going to look like when he doesn't have all that, when he doesn't have that safety net, when he has to improvise and win on his own? I don't buy it. I think he's a nice player. He's not a first-round pick. People were comparing him to our boy up in Buffalo, and I would sit there and say, you know what? It's
Josh Allen.
He'd be lucky to play as well as Josh Allen. He'd be lucky.
Then why would
not buying the Tua deal whatsoever.
So why would a team take him number 3? Maybe a team would look at him that already has an established quarterback, as Lou was saying, and you're going to redshirt him for a year, and if you're low in the first round or you're on the top of the second round, maybe you do something there, right?
Yeah.
But why you would do it number 3?
I got to be honest with you.
I heard those guys talking about this today about Tua and injuries and everything else, and I saw the Tannenbaum and Acho kind of Acho's down on it, and I'm with him. Like, you want to go third or fifth round pick to a guy that's had a bunch of injuries? He screams, you know, going to a organization that doesn't get it, and they're going to pay the price.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. He could also be outstanding. I understand that. But, man, this guy's had a bunch of injuries. He gets tackled. He falls on his side, breaks his hip.
Well, it was a wicked kind of awkward fall.
It was an awkward fall, but have you seen quarterbacks awkward? When you saw the hit, did you say, oh, no, he broke his hip?
I feel like it was worse than that. It was ugly, man. It was, like, really bad. It looked like he almost dislocated it. Even if he never would have gotten hurt, I was never buying in on him. I never was. It's just too easy. It's way too easy for him. You mentioned all the Alabama quarterbacks. You know why? The backs go.
Loaded with talent.
The linemen go.
Linemen.
The defensive linemen go.
Correct.
The corners go. The wide receivers go.
Right.
Those guys go. The quarterbacks don't go.
Right. He's playing with the best talent wrapped around him. And you can say that about Alabama quarterbacks. I wanted to get back to the point that Brady is dominating any move that happens in the National Football League. And now it's come down to anybody that does anything on social media. So Brady is throwing these cryptic, Instagram postings and everything. And other players are starting to do it as well. And what are they doing? People are assuming it's got something to do with Tom Brady. The latest, Stephon Diggs. What did he do? He shut down his Instagram account. Shut down all of anything attached to the Minnesota Vikings.
Yes.
On social media.
Yes, he's removing himself.
Removing anything with Minnesota Vikings. Right? So he's like a lone man out there. So the first thing people do is when they see that, they say, oh, my God. The Vikings are going to trade him away. And where is he going to get traded? Of course, to New England, because what is New England trying to do? They're trying to find pieces right now that make Tom Brady stay. Now, it's a lot of money because there's $9 million of dead cap money. His salary is $10.9 million, but I don't know. Maybe you throw Sanu, you throw something else that's money going in the other direction, and maybe you can offset some of that. But you tell me, if next week we have a rumor, and let's take it beyond a rumor. Let's say Shefty goes out there and says,
"Well, he's a good guy."
Right.
I'm hearing. He lost all credibility with this Tannehill Tennessee thing, to be honest with you. That'll buy it.
So if he comes out and says he's hearing that the Patriots
are my understanding is
that the Patriots are interested in working in a trade for Stephon Diggs. Ooh. How many of you people on the Gone team, use people out there, are going to jump over to the stay side? That's all I'm asking. I'm asking that question for a friend.
Well, okay, listen. I'm done with all the insider info. I'm done. All they do is use us, so I'm not doing it. So unless it happens, if it happens, and then that is a clear indication that they are serious about bringing Tom Brady back. Otherwise, no. As far as Diggs go, the whole thing about deleting your account or anything that has to do with the Minnesota Vikings, that's moody. It just screams, I want attention. Nobody's looking at me.
Well, that's what Brady's doing.
You know,
doing.
Pat
Brady's
me on. I feel like they're all foolish.
You know what that tells me? He had a bad conversation with his agent.
Yes.
And he got all pissy, hung up the phone, and deleted accounts.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And it's just, you guys
emotionally overreact.
You've been there, right? Whether it is negotiating a contract, maybe he's looking for the extension, or he wants a trade. There is always a point where it gets extremely emotional. And you react. And I think deep down, if you've been through it enough, you should sit there and say, okay, in the end, it'll work out. But there's always a moment like, you know what? Screw it. I'm out of here. I'm going to delete all my stuff on the Vikings.
I'm running away.
I'm done with this. I don't want to deal with it anymore. And then in a week, you know, he'll have another conversation with his agent, and all of a sudden, he'll start following the Vikings again.
You know, so I think that's one possibility. Definitely a possibility. The other one is I feel like everyone just wants to cause chaos. Everybody, every person, every player who has a certain situation wants to just create chaos. They want to create doubt. They want to create a story. Hey, they're talking about, you know, and I bet you they laugh about it. You know, hey, Glenn, hey, Lou, watch what I can do. I'm going to delete my account. They're going to talk about me. They just feel like they get left out.
Yeah.
So they want to throw a wrench into the mix and see, watch what I can do. Yeah, it's like an arsonist. Yeah. Hey, watch, I'm going to start this fire, but I'm going to walk across the street and watch it. Watch the fire trucks come. Look what I did.
I think there's also a lot of, you know, everyone's talking about this guy. No one's talking about me. I'll get him to talk about me.
Yeah. Hey, honey, watch me get them all going again. They're like lambs.
And the reason they do it is they get people to react to it, even though the people that are reacting have no freaking clue as to what it
and
all
we
means.
All take the bait.
We all take it. I'm listening
now
to Mutt.
He's a story now.
I listen to Mutt every night. I'm listening to Mutt on the drive home last night. And he and Lucy are going back and forth interpreting the latest cryptic, Instagram postings by Tom Brady. And I'm sitting there going, why are we wasting our time?
I hate it. I hate
Say
that.
Say waste of time.
I hate when I'll guys are just tell me what you want
exactly.
to tell me.
Exactly.
I don't want to read into it. Right. I'm sorry. Right. I'm lazy.
Hieroglyphics.
Just
I don't
tell
understand
me.
The language.
You know,
stop it.
Why don't we do this? Next time, somebody be creative. Be real creative. I want you to go old school. Take you way back.
I'm done skiing with the Patriots.
No, no. I want somebody to do a whole magic eye thing. I want the whole magic eye. I want them to do some sort of message. And then after you figure it out, it says, gotcha,
well,
sucker.
I'll say this. You know, we've talked about it before. And giving Brady what he wants, right? Personnel, that type of stuff. They don't have much time, you know, to sign a guy like Hooper or Henry. They don't have much. Well, they could pull a trade off.
Yes.
At any point.
Right.
You know what I mean? They could. They could pull a trade for, you know, for a guy like Stephon Diggs. They could move on from a guy because they don't think they can restructure a guy like Mohamed Sanu. And they would sit there and say, well, okay, that obviously opens up a door. They're going to go out and improve that position at wide receiver, right? So they could pull a trade off to kind of show Tom, hey, this is the first step. We're serious about it. We're not waiting a free agency. We'll do something right now.
See, I think it's more likely that they do some of the stuff that the Bill Belichick has done over the years, and that is take a older veteran player who's getting thrown out because of his team, because of his salary cap number is too high. It was brought up today by Ben Volen, brought up, and we're going to get into some of the stuff Volen had, nine different things that the Patriots have to do.
Dueling columnists. I think Bill Perry has a good one, and Ben Volen has
An interesting piece, both of them. But he brings up Jimmy Graham as a possibility, because it looks like the Green Bay Packers are looking at it saying, we're going to let him go. He's 33. He's making too much money. He's cheap money. A little older Aaron Hernandez, maybe.
It's back.
Not even. Soft as puppy poop. Maybe not. He is not the tough guy you're looking for.
I don't know if you want to compare to.
Right, we're going to that. We're gonna give you a chance to win an all-inclusive trip to Aruba. And Wendy Williams. You ever watch Wendy on TV?
Until recently on Twitter, I haven't really seen much of her show recently.
I don't think I've ever seen her show.
Now.
But she got herself into a little bit of hot water.
You don't say.
A little bit. We'll get to all of that. OMF coming to you live from Fort Myers.
Fort Wade, Berloney, and Fourier.
Live from Red Sox spring training in Fort Myers, Florida.
Is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping. Get rewards.
Screwball peanut butter whiskey.
And Howe's Lubricator.
Ready? Can you hear the song? Here we go. All right, we got the people at Twin Peaks. They're going to give us our drum solo. You got to wait for the beat, okay? After the pause, you got to hit it.
Slow.
Ready? This guy's been drinking a lot.
Yeah.
All right, ready? Here it comes. Wait, you hear it? Wait. One, two, three. Chicka, chicka, chicka. nobody's good at it.
Give away a trip
nobody's
to Aruba, guys.
It's not easy.
Listen every
it's
day.
All about the timing.
8:30 in the morning, 12:30 right afternoon, and 4:30 in the afternoon for your chance to win a trip to Aruba, one happy island.
Ooh.
Visit weei.com/Aruba. You enter the code word. Here's the code word today.
It? Let me guess.
What
let me guess.
Got?
Yes.
Towel.
Word. No.
Baseball.
No. I tell you
bats.
What, there's a lot of
it's gotta
it.
Gotta be beach related.
There's a
shells.
Lot. No, close.
Bogey. Bogey.
Nope. There's a
sand.
Lot of
sand.
Very
Durr.
Good. Sandy nails it.
Sand.
Durr.
I was just gonna give you a hint and say there's a lot of it here.
So,
in Fort
it's
Myers
sand.
You go to the beach.
Sand.
Sand. S A N D.
The code word is sand.
Nice.
Sand.
Wait, spell sand again?
It's a lot of baseballs
S-A-N-D,
too, though.
Sand.
Oh,
they said B. I was like, oh, geez.
A lot of baseballs here. I mean, it's a bad clue.
So that is your code word.
Right.
Use it right now at weei.com/. Aruba, your chance to win an all-inclusive five-night, six-day trip for two to Aruba. You stay at the DB Village Golf.
Doing it right
and,
now.
And Beach Resort's a great
right.
place.
You can't.
You can enter the code word SAND right now at weei.com/Aruba. Your chance to win this getaway to Aruba. Next chance comes tomorrow morning at 8:30. How it works is we're going to do it for the rest of the week.
All right.
We're going to give you the final code
ooh.
In the Red Sox game that we will be broadcasting.
That
ooh,
is exciting.
Let me do it. Let me
Saturday
do it. Let me do it. We should give away hints.
So
I'm
going to
give away. Go ahead.
Hits DB during the
Village
game.
Golf and Beach Resort and WEEI Sports Radio.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to give away hints throughout the telecast. It's not the telecast.
It's a broadcast.
The radio broadcast.
Telecast,
sorry,
TV.
I'm used to TV where the really cool people
the
hang
TV
out.
Star.
I don't, what is this thing called? Right. Radio.
Beneath you, I'm sure.
You're built for radio. What inning do you want to do the play-by-play, by the way? I figure by like the fifth
least
or sixth, you won't
one.
Know anyone
the
in
least
there.
Important one. Oh, that's not fair.
No, the dude, the sixth or seventh, I figure. That'd be good.
No, I think he should do the eighth inning right after Neil Diamond. That's what I
think. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are they still singing Neil Diamond?
Oh, they got it. They got to give the fans what they came to see.
Hey, do we get to say take me out to the ballpark?
Yeah,
if you'd like.
Take me out to the ballpark?
To the ballpark. Take me out to the ballpark. In a seventh
take
inning.
Take me out to the ballpark.
I would not sing it like that, Lou. I would have much more bass in my voice.
This is an embarrassing moment.
What do you mean?
Wendy Williams does one of those daytime TV shows. I don't know how many of these shows you've watched because there are a million different people. I turn this daytime TV if I'm home weekdays or whatever, which is very rare, and I have no idea who these people are. I mean, what happened to Oprah? Okay,
Oprah's gone.
I know.
Geraldo's gone. Sally Jesse's gone.
Geraldo's a radio talk show host
down
in Cleveland.
He's gone.
So Wendy Williams, I'll give you the story.
But hold on. But she's more. What she does is she. Here's how her.
I don't
show
know
works.
Much about Wendy
she
Williams.
She sits down.
He knows these shows.
No, I do. This. I do. I'm not ashamed to say it either.
Right.
So she sits down before a show and she just gossips. It's like TMZ. It's like her own version of TMZ. She just gossips about everybody and everything, relationships, stories. you name it, and then she gives her own little spin on it. She's very arrogant and condescending.
All right, so we had this incident that happened the day before in which this woman, a woman, Amy Hardwick, was apparently, allegedly, killed by her boyfriend, thrown out of a window or something. Right?
Is that what it was? Ex-boyfriend.
Well, so, ex-boyfriend.
Not Drew Carey, the other ex-boyfriend.
So, and Drew Carey
She's pushed off like three floors down.
Yes. And Drew Carey, who hosts the show The Price is Right, right?
Yes.
Is that what he
does? Yes, yes,
where
yes.
people
yes.
come running down or whatever. It was also his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, so he dated her.
Yes. He dated her, and he was so upset about this that he stopped production of the show, I guess, for a few days because he was upset about it. So listen to how Wendy Williams does what the big fella just said here, tries to do her little gossip thing, and gets herself into a whole lot of trouble.
Drew Carey's ex-fiance was tragically murdered over the weekend. Look, it was like 3 o'clock on Saturday morning. Uh-huh. And there was screaming in the neighborhood in L.A. She lived with a roommate, a girl roommate, and the roommate heard the screaming. The neighbors all around the neighborhood heard the screaming, and they called 911. Once the cops got there, she was down there dead on the ground. Yep, was pushed off of a third floor balcony. I'll give you a little backstory. So she was killed not by Drew, but by the ex. Come on down. Why are you putting allegedly? This story is everywhere. All right, lawyer lady, she threw allegedly in there.
Come on.
Wait, I just got it.
So that's what Drew. That's just, what Drew Carey says.
Price
on
is right.
The Price is Right when they you were the wacky costumes. Come on down.
Oh, bad taste.
Come on down. The woman went down three flights. This is what you say.
She was pushed off the balcony.
Oh my God.
Three stories, and she drops a come on down.
And the allegedly is thrown into the script that she's reading. It's a script she's reading, by the way. And the reason they do that is to protect her ass from legal action.
So she was flustered at that point.
Well, the lawyer on the side is like, oh no. No. First of all, terrible taste.
Oh,
The ex-boyfriend has a big.
He's been arrested.
Correct.
He's in jail as we speak.
Correct.
All right. Allegedly.
Oh my God, man.
So
come on down.
So this is a syndicated talk show. Syndicated show. I'm going to call it a talk show.
Somebody wants to heat now.
So it's a syndicated show. So Jeremy Roenick loses his job for. I wouldn't even call it playful banter. I mean, I'll just kind of paint the picture.
Yeah.
Okay, with some people from Barstool. And he loses his job because NBC is like, oh, no, that's too much. What she did is so unbelievably insensitive. Now, since I've been through sensitivity training, I know the signs.
Right.
I know.
What are you laughing at, Doug? What hour were we told to not say, come on down?
That was such a lame attempt at a really bad
First of
joke.
All, you're talking about a tragedy, about a woman being killed.
She was murdered.
Sex therapist,
she was murdered.
The woman's a sex therapist.
An ex-fiance of Drew Carey.
Right.
Why are you saying she was killed? And the assumption should be that she was murdered.
Right.
Yes. I mean, allegedly, I'll use that, allegedly murder.
But why is it?
She died, so I guess she was killed. But how did she die? Somebody push her off? If I push you off a balcony building, off a balcony, third floor, you probably bounce right back up.
Right.
But I'd probably have to go to six, at least. I'd be a murderer.
That's insensitive. Wendy, that's insensitive.
No.
What you just said.
That is playful banter.
No, it isn't. That's insensitive, Wendy.
We were friends.
It was even worse because when she said that, come on down, it was sort of like, with the eyes, like, come on down.
Yes.
Like
it's even worse. He's right.
So she embellished it.
It's even worse.
She played it up,
It was a lame joke, and you heard her audience because her audience obviously moans and groans with everything she says, and they were like, oh.
So this wasn't like, the White House correspondence dinner or something like that where people are. The Oscars where they're telling really, risque jokes and everybody's like, ooh.
This was an audience.
And they're laughing.
Like,
and they're like, oh my God, it's so uncomfortable, but I gotta laugh. Good job, man. You were brave.
Well, you heard it. Listen to the audience's reactions. It's just awkward. It's awful.
She was killed not by Drew, but by the ex. Come on down. Why are you putting allegedly? This story is everywhere.
She got flustered at that point. The audience were like, oh.
No, it wasn't about allegedly, the lack of...
She got flustered.
She got flustered because her people were turning on her.
Right.
They were turning on her.
Yeah.
Like because she freelanced.
If those drunk guys over here that have been eating for 3 hours and drinking, if they turn on you,
watch out.
I got playful banter.
The question I have is, what is the best case scenario for Wendy there? What was she looking for? What reaction?
She wasn't thinking. She was trying to do a cute joke. I don't watch the show.
But there had to
Big
be
a fella says she does this every day. It's kind of a
opening,
you know,
act.
Gossip.
It's her monologue.
Yeah. There had to be a production meeting where she threw this joke out there. Writers approved
it. No, I don't know if she did.
I think this
sounds
organic.
Like, yeah, it seems like she freelance and just ad-libbed.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Throw her own little personal touch in it. Didn't go over so well.
I don't think you would like the show, Glenn. I'm just saying.
I don't think I would.
You would because you may be the biggest gossip king, gossip
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, but I don't like that type of gossip.
In the whole building.
So she's...
Did you hear? The whole way down on the plane.
I'm the one who told you.
I talked to Zoe, and he's telling me.
Oh, you should talk.
He's in Fort Lauderdale. I talked to Callahan. He's telling me.
Who's in Fort Lauderdale?
I heard about the ratings. Hey, did you hear about WAAF? I told them it wouldn't work. I told them. And they only sold for $11 million. I said you should get 12. Why are you?
I tell you what, though. What was that place worth before Greg left AAF? It was probably worth a lot more than $10 million.
God,
right? $11 million. Greg, I'm pounding my chest today saying, okay. Well, I left the place. How much
do you think they actually bought it for in the first place?
I don't know. Greg was there for
20 years? 28
yeah.
years?
Yeah.
28 years. How long have you been in radio?
64 years.
You're going to start getting into the whole who was there longer?
Yeah, who was there longer than Greg? Who's more important in the basement, the WEEI basement?
Come on down.
Who's more important?
Yeah.
Who has more power? If I gave you both a task.
It's not about
I wonder power. If I gave you both a task, I wonder who could get it completed.
Wait,
first.
Is it a running total or was it kind of like, because there was a split, you know, for Glenn.
So he had to restart, right?
Yeah.
All I know is based on all of the plans you had down here in Fort Myers, you're one that doesn't have the power.
Listen, I thought I was talking to the right people.
We got the game.
That was like third on my list. I still think
you might be Tessie.
I know. I'm still working on Tessie.
I tell you, I'm worried though. You'll get in trouble like the Flyers.
Yeah.
You'll get in trouble.
Gritty, watch out.
The other thing I want to do is I want to sell hot dogs.
Sell hot dogs.
I want to throw hot dogs. I'm gonna see how good I am.
I don't think
that's
you can
probably
throw
a problem.
Can you
peanuts?
Throw
you, got, you need the pin in your hand with the peanuts, and then chuck them.
Yeah, but they
no the, chance you hit the right the guy cra- though.
I'm going to give everyone the wrong. I don't want to do. I don't. Wanna, I'm, everyone's going to get the wrong change. Hey, dude! You gave me too much or too little.
I'd be a little bit concerned with the crowd down here. You throwing hot dogs.
You don't think they can catch it?
That's not a youthful crowd.
No, there's some people.
It's like I see a ton of kids here.
There'll be kids there. But there'll also be some seniors out there that might not be as quick as they were like 20, 30 years ago. So the hot dog might hit them right in the nose.
I didn't bring my glove. I'll throw it underhand.
All right, good.
I'll throw it underhand. It'll be fine. You got to be excited about this.
Yeah, they're going to love you at the ballpark.
Yeah, they will.
They're going to adore you at the ballpark.
And here comes the slider.
So has Wendy got herself into trouble before there, Mr. Gossip Show? No?
Not that I know of. I mean, Tyler's shaking his head.
Why does the Tyler?
Tyler, like you know?
Yeah, she got into. I don't misquote her on this, but she said last week that gay men should not be wearing skirts, and that was something that did not sit well with the community.
I thought that was Michael Bloomberg. Didn't he say that? Oh, that was something else.
You'll say that tonight. Don't worry about
should
it.
Should not be. Why? Why?
I'm not really sure why, but she did say, quote, gay men should stop wearing skirts.
Well, that's not going to go over well.
No.
Yeah.
What about Scottish? No, that's not going to go over well.
No.
Well, anyways, whatever. No. It's Wendy Williams. Gives a rat's ass.
So, anyway, we had to play that because apparently it's really uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable.
Well, the funny thing is, you're going to find out who's protected in this. Because usually, here's how the program goes. You say something stupid, insensitive. They come after you.
Now you protected.
They
or
come
not.
Out. Yeah. How much power do you have? How does the public and the media view you? Right. Because if you do something like that, normally, if you're a middle-aged white guy, you're losing your job. Bam! They can take you the hook and you're out.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. I think this is a little bit different. This is uncomfortable. This is callous. This is just stupid. But What group is it, special interest group, is it offending out there?
Well, what she said, I think the quote was...
everybody looks at that and hears
it. Gay men shouldn't wear our clothes.
Well, that's a different story.
Yeah.
That, to me, is you've got a special interest group that's going to sit there and blow the whistle on you, right?
Some people are just protected. It doesn't matter what they say. Howard Stern, protected, can say whatever he wants. Winnie Williams... probably can say whatever she wants.
Howard crossed the line, though. He went over to that side.
Yeah, he didn't say
that. Years ago, he would insult everybody.
But usually...
And then he suddenly invited all these people on a show, and he suddenly was very gracious in his old age.
So why didn't they dig up all the crazy stuff that he did? Because he was always a shock jock, and it didn't matter. It was understood that's what he was doing it for a reason. So all the crazy things that he did, he gets a pass. But every other comic who's done similar things does not.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's just comics. We're hearing some of it. I mentioned Bloomberg, and you'll see him tonight in the debate, but there are some people out there that look at it and say, why aren't Democrats taking shots at him based on some of the stuff he said in the past, stop and frisk, and some of the other things he said? But he's being protected right now. You know why? Because, you know, those people figure...
Who's those people?
What do you mean those people? They figure he can beat Trump.
Be careful.
So it's all about winning. It's like you guys in sports. It's all about winning. It's not about, you know, I'm going to make the world a better place. Who's making the world a better place? Brady is with his social media. Brady's making it a better place. What am I looking at here?
You got your glasses on?
Yeah, I got my glasses
on. That is a quote from Michael Bloomberg. You said he had some horrible quotes that are being dug up.
Where is it? I'm not seeing.
Oh, I changed
just read
the window.
Nice job, Tyler.
The quote was, if women wanted to be appreciated for their brains, they'd go to the library instead of Bloomingdale's.
When
did he say that?
There's tons of stuff.
That is back in 1992, the Washington Post, which was published.
Oh, that's good. Jeez. Okay. I'm sure that will come up tonight.
Bernie will bring it.
Yeah.
That's the problem with Bernie, you know. Bernie needs to fight back.
Michael Bloomberg. Very little.
Very little.
Bernie needs to fight back.
That'll be interesting.
Bernie's too nice. It'll be on tonight. All right, we got to get to this Ben Volen piece because I think Ben Volen actually did a nice job giving us 9 moves the Patriots should make this season. Does he want to bring back Brady? Is he one of the stay guys? We'll get it. Coming up next, we go 30 minutes commercial free live down here in Fort Myers, Florida.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.